आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। अराउंड 67% वोटर टर्नआउट रिकॉर्डेड इन हरियाणा असेंबली इलेक्शंस, काउंटिंग टू टेक प्लेस ऑन ट्यूसडे अलोंग विथ जम्मू एंड कश्मीर। मालदीव्स प्रेसिडेंट मोहम्मद म्यूजू टू अराइव इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे on a 5-day visit to India. Indian Air Force to conduct mega air show at Marina Beach in Chennai today. NIA carries out searches at multiple locations in connection with terror funding case involving Jaish-e-Mohammed. In cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in first T20 international of 3-match series in Gwalior today. And in Women's T20 World Cup, India to lock horns with arch rival Pakistan in Dubai this afternoon. A voter turnout of around 67% was recorded in the Haryana Assembly elections, for which polling was held yesterday. The single-phase polling for 90-member state assembly remained largely peaceful. Voters from all sections were seen queuing up at polling stations to cast their votes. With a significant population of elderly voters, many above the age of 100 years were seen participating in the electoral festivities with enthusiasm. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, kept a close watch in the poll process. Counting of votes for Haryana Assembly polls will be taken up along with Jammu and Kashmir on Tuesday. In Jammu and Kashmir, in preparation for the counting of votes, a robust 3-tier security system has been implemented at all counting centres across the Union Territory. All necessary arrangements have been finalised to ensure the smooth and secure conduct of the vote counting scheduled for October the 8th. We have a report.
As the eagerly awaited vote counting approaches, authorities are ensuring that the process will proceed efficiently and securely. To ensure a hassle-free experience on counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. This election was significant for Jammu and Kashmir, as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370 and the first assembly election after more than a decade. Voting was held in three phases on September 18, 25 and October 1, and the overall vote turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%, with male voter turnout at 64.68% and female turnout at 63.4%. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed the high-level committee on One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. He said this in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on simultaneous elections.
Our country would greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards a Viksit Bharat. Simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth, and enhanced global competitiveness. It has the potential to be a foundational reform for a more inclusive and prosperous future. Simultaneous elections are in line with the vision of our constitutional forefathers.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the classical language status will boost research and education in Marathi. Addressing a function in Mumbai 2 days after the Union Cabinet approved the classical language tag for Marathi and 4 other languages, Mr. Modi said it was a golden moment for the Marathi language.
मराठी भाषा को ये गौरव दिलाने के लिए मराठी साहित्यकारों, लेखकों, कवियों और असंख्य मराठी प्रेमियों ने लंबा प्रयास किया। मराठी भाषा को क्लासिकल लैंग्वेज की मान्यता के रूप में कई प्रतिभाशाली साहित्यकारों की सेवा का प्रसाद मिला है। इसमें बाणसाती जामेकर, महात्मा ज्योतिबा फुले, सावित्रीबाई फुले, कृष्णाजी प्रभाकर खडिलकर, आचार्य अत्रे, शांताबाई शेड़के, गजानन दिगंबर मार्गुलकर, कुसुमाग्र जैसी विभूतियों का योगदान अतुलनीय है।
The Union Cabinet has approved the conferring of the status of classical language to 5 Indian languages. These are Pali, Prakrit, Assamese, Bengali and Marathi. Talking to Akashwani News, Chairman of Bhartiya Bhasha Samiti, Chamu Krishna Shastri, termed the government's decision as historic. He said that this decision will help the youth to learn classical literature that has been written in these languages.
मराठी बांग्ला असमिया पाली प्राकृत भाषाओं को शास्त्रीय भाषा की मान्यता देना ये एक बहुत बड़ा ऐतिहासिक कदम है। ये इंडियन नॉलेज सिस्टम भारतीय ज्ञान परंपरा इन शास्त्रीय भाषाओं में ही है। अगर हमारे छात्रों को युवाओं को प्राचीन भारतीय ज्ञान भंडार देखना है पढ़ना है सीखना है तो इन शास्त्रीय भाषाओं को सीखना चाहिए।
President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, will arrive in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit to India. During the visit, the Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. During his stay, Dr. Muizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. Maldives is India's key maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region and holds a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, and India's neighborhood first policy. The visit of President Muizu to India after the recent visit of the External Affairs Minister to Maldives is testimony to the importance that India attaches to its relations with the Maldives. Indian Air Force will conduct a mega air show at Marina Beach in Chennai today. The air show is a prelude to the celebration of the 92nd annual Air Force Day. The aerobatics show with 72 aircraft is likely to draw 15 lakhs of spectators, aiming to create a record in the Limca record book this year. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30 MKI, Jaguar and Poseidon aircrafts and latest Prachanda helicopter will take part in the thrilling air show. It will begin at 11 a.m. and will end in almost 2 hours. More from our correspondent.
The Indian sky belongs to them and they will protect it at any cost with their might. The theme for this air show is Saksham Sashak Atmanirbhar, meaning potent, powerful and self-reliant. Rain or pain, the warriors of the sky are like the eagles which are precise and poignant, not missing their goal, whether it is to inflict pain on the enemy or provide relief to those affected by natural disasters. The Indian Coast Guard is standing guard at the waters of Marina, doing their part in the Air Force show. The second longest beach in the world is a perfect place for the event after 21 years. India's premier military parachute display team, which has parachute jumping, free fall display including advanced maneuvers, falling at speeds close to 200 km per hour, will be a moment to watch. Surya Kiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team will showcase the operational capabilities during the show. The aircrafts will be deployed from air bases of Tambaram, Arakonam, Tanjavur and Sulur. Joy, Akashwani News, reporting from Chennai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has carried out searches in multiple raids in connection with an ongoing investigation into a terror financing case involving Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM. The raids were conducted across 5 states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi, covering 26 locations yesterday. The NIA searched premises in Meerut and Saharanpur in UP, Gualpara in Assam, Aurangabad, Jalna and Malegaon in Maharashtra, Baramulla, Pulwama and Ramban in Jammu and Kashmir and Delhi. During the searches, NIA team seized several incriminating documents, electronic devices, pamphlets and magazines. These are being examined for further leads and evidence against the suspects, whose premises were searched yesterday. The suspects were engaged in radicalizing individuals and disseminating terrorist-related propaganda. They also radicalized and recruited youth into the Jamaat outfit inspired by JEM. The suspects also motivated youth to commit terror attacks across India, as revealed by NIA investigators. In West Bengal, 6 junior doctors have started indefinite hunger strike in Kolkata, demanding justice for R.J. Kar Medical College rape and murder victim. Junior doctors have announced that they will continue with their protests by continuing with the medical services for the patients and fast unto death agitation in a parallel manner. The doctors have started the hunger strike after government failed to take any action on their 10 points demand put before the government. In Chhattisgarh, Jal Jagar Mahotsav is going on in Dhamtari district. This two-day event has started from yesterday in Ravi Shankar Shukla Reservoir Complex near Gangrel Dam. UNICEF, Japan, Sri Lanka and many environmentalists of the country are participating in the international conference. We have more from our correspondent.
International Water Conference is being organized under the ongoing Jal Jagar Mahotsav in Dhamtari district of Chhattisgarh. During the conference, policymakers, environmentalist experts and representatives of national and international organizations from the country and abroad are interacting on water storage and water conservation. These experts shared the success stories in their respective fields. Effective measures for water conservation were discussed in depth during the conference. Various water sports competitions are also being organized under this Jal Jagar Mahotsav. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Israeli warplanes launched a series of airstrikes on Lebanese capital Beirut's southern suburbs last night. Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israeli army has destroyed a significant portion of Hezbollah's missile and rocket capabilities. In a recorded video address, Netanyahu also said that the Israeli forces are dismantling the Lebanese group's tunnel system near the border. Netanyahu also took aim at French President Emmanuel Macron, who emphasized on prioritizing a political solution and called for halting the supply of weapons to Israel. In response, French President Emmanuel Macron's office said, "We must return to diplomatic solutions." The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast and south peninsular India till today. The weather department predicted that there are no significant chances of rain in the northwest, west and central regions in the coming days. In cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Gwalior today. The match will start at 7 p.m. Skipper Surya Kumar Yadav and Hardik Pandya are the two big names in the squad. Meanwhile, Shubman Gill, Rishabh Pant, Yashasvi Jaiswal, Mohammad Siraj and Akshar Patel have been rested. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will lock horns with the arch-rival Pakistan in Dubai today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. The win would give Harmanpreet Kaur's team their first points and some breathing room, having lost their opening match against New Zealand on Friday. World Cerebral Palsy Day is being observed globally to raise awareness about the condition and promote inclusivity. The day aims to change stereotypes and work towards creating an inclusive society where individuals with cerebral palsy are respected for their identities and talents. The theme for this year is Uniquely CP, which emphasizes that a person's disability does not define their entire identity. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarah Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. 31 Maoist extremists, including top insurgent commanders, have been killed so far by security forces in Chhattisgarh. In the biggest operation of its kind, reports Hindustan Times. Deadlock in Sark due to cross-border terrorism, reads the headline in the Asian Age. The news item quotes External Affairs Minister as saying that there will be no bilateral talks with Pakistan during his Islamabad visit for the SCO. The Times of India reports that the army has been deployed in Islamabad amid Imran Khan-led PTI protest ahead of SCO summit, even as the situation remains tense in Rawalpindi and Lahore. And finally, in what the Tribune calls a landmark verdict, Delhi High Court has ruled that a deceased man's sperm can be used for posthumous reproduction if his prior consent exists. No bar on fathering a child after death, rules Delhi HC, headlines The Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Sarah. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Around 67% voter turnout recorded in Haryana Assembly elections, counting to take place on Tuesday along with Jammu and Kashmir. Maldives President Mohamed Muizu to arrive in New Delhi today on a five-day visit to India. Indian Air Force to conduct mega air show at Marina Beach in Chennai today. NIA carries out searches at multiple locations in connection with terror funding case involving Jaish Mohammed. In cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in first T20 international of three-match series in Gwalior today. And in Women's T20 World Cup, India to lock horns with arch-rival Pakistan in Dubai this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.